The Youth's Instructor, August 20, 1907. Importance of Immediate Preparation for Service. Now, as never before, the great and wonderful work of this message is to be carried on. Our periodicals are to be distributed by men and women in all stations and walks in life. Young and old are to act a part. We have, as it were, been asleep regarding this matter. Let everyone professing the name of Christ act a part in sending forth the message, "The end of all things is at hand. Prepare to meet thy God." Our publications should go everywhere. The circulation of our periodicals should be greatly increased. It is our duty now to employ every possible means to help in the proclamation of the truth. We are to work as we have never worked before. The Lord is coming very soon, and we are entering into scenes of calamity. Satanic agencies, though unseen, are working to destroy human life. Now is our time to work with vigilance. Our books and papers are to be brought to the notice of the people. The gospel of present truth is to be given to our cities without delay. We need to arouse to our duties. Just now, when people are thinking seriously, literature on the meaning of the signs of the times, wisely circulated, will have a telling effect in behalf of the truth. God's judgments are abroad in the land. Now is our opportunity to make known the truth to them. The Lord is soon coming. In fire, in flood and earthquake, He is warning the inhabitants of this earth of His soon approach. We have no time to lose. We must make more determined efforts to lead the people of the world to see that the time of judgment is near at hand. Carefully prepared literature on the significance of the scenes we are now witnessing is to be circulated everywhere. Oh, if our people would feel as they should, the responsibility resting upon them to give the last message of mercy to the world, what a wonderful work would be done! 1,000 times more work for God might be accomplished if all His children would fully consecrate themselves to Him, using their talents aright.